That it is. And we're going to take your phone calls here on this segment. The phone number, if you want to weigh in on any of the cases that we're talking about, 888-554-5537, 888-5-KILLER. Easier to remember that way. Tony and Stacey Cole with you on this morning, as always. Let's go to that phone call. This is going to be kind of interesting. I know it's talking about Mormons a little bit, which we talk about quite frequently. But this is some insight here from someone who's been in the church. Hi.
Hi, Tony. My name is Jessica. I'm calling from Utah. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now. This is the first time I've called in. Something that I feel like is interesting that hasn't quite been addressed throughout a lot of the cases that have been going on recently, especially the Daybells, Lori Vallow, Daybell, and Chad, is the taking the cultural lens of the Mormon church. I grew up in that church, and you keep putting out, like, Lori believes that she is a goddess. That is not an uncommon belief within the church. The belief either that they are a goddess or have the potential to become a goddess in their next life. So there's quite a few interesting cultural things that would be fun to dive into on the podcast. So I'd love to hear a little more of that. Okay,
bye. I wonder if the child thinks she's going to be a goddess someday.
You know, Tony!
Yeah. I'm going to be a goddess, Mama! Yeah, that's... she's exactly right. And that's what I feel is very different about... I mean, I'm not Mormon. I don't really know a ton about it. But from what I've learned from people who have been in that church... and I'm not saying, you know, the church raises killers or anything like that. But what I am saying is that it tees up very, very magical thinking that can go haywire very quickly, which is why we see so many offshoots of it that, you know, Mormons hate it when there's these offshoots because it's like, they're not part of us. And I get right. it. You don't want to be part because they go nuts. But the thing is that, like, it tees it up to this point of, like, this could happen, but it can only be our main ruler, our main leader who has these magical powers. And then you have these people within the church that go, I think I have the magical powers too. And then they start off and they start fucking kids. You know, that's...
Jesus, Tom.
that's the...
Sorry.
How many...
I giggle just because I've known a few and yeah. I can't argue with you on it.
I mean, I'm not saying everyone does that, but, like, that's where you have, like, the, what is the, who is the one guy that broke off and he's creepy as hell.
I want to say Miss Cavage, but that's a whole other discussion.
It's Warren Jeffs. Warren Jeffs was one of the breakoffs of LDS and had all the wives and brainwashed them. And he's in prison now for fucking kids. And there's still many people that believe in his bullshit. And that's the scary thing when you indoctrinate children into this kind of thinking of, like, you can be a goddess, you can be this or that. And then, but there's a supreme human ruler that knows these things and has, you know, beers with Jesus. No, they don't drink. They have iced tea right. with Jesus. And
no, you know what? I know somebody who knows a lot of Mormon people.
Yeah.
Caffeine is a big no-no.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You can't have iced tea either.
So it'll be herbal tea.
Yes. That's true because you can't have iced tea because iced tea is a sin. and I know, like, you can't have multiple wives anymore. They decided that was a bad idea in the 1800s. But if you break off and you create your own, the fundamental version, the FLDS, then you can. And that's what, Warren Jeffs did. That's what a lot of these breakoffs do. And the Mormon church says, we're not part of that. And they're not, they really aren't. But what I'm saying is the tenets, the teaching, there's a reason there's a lot of cults that break off of this. And pick and choose different things. I mean, you have cults that break off of everything, but there just seems to be a lot of that within the United States that kind of have this weird way of justifying horrible behavior.
What really concerns me so much about anything having to do with you know, these offshoots of religion and people who seem to end up in these cults is I feel like this is their way of getting more members. And the people that they are getting are the ones in society that are they want to belong somewhere. They want to be part of something. They've been left out of whatever is important to them, and they feel as though they don't belong. And then they find religion, quote, religion, whatever they think is going to include them. And I'm watching it happen, I think, with my own mother. She moved to Florida, and we were not religious growing up at all. I come from two very different religious organizations in my family. We clashed terribly. And now she is, I think, Baptist. I think she's going to a Baptist church. And it's just the things that she has said to me just surprise the living shit out of me. And I'm like, what's going on here? Well, and it's just because she wants to belong somewhere.
It is. It's very much that. It's shopping for an addiction. It's usually a replacement for something.
Something, you know, that's missing.
It's like, I've already done all these horrible things. Let me try and fill it with something good. And in some cases, you know, that's great. I mean, religion does save a lot of people as far as like them not dying and doing horrible things in their life. But the thing is, if you're kind of shopping for it, you're going to go with like, well, what sounds the most appealing? This one says I could be a goddess someday.
Yeah, like, and who doesn't want to do that? I mean, even as little girls, we ran around with crowns on our head. We want to be queens and goddesses and princesses. We want that.
You don't really hear a lot about people joining the Mormon church as adults. A lot of it's indoctrination as children. And then they just, and I get it. Like, you grow up with something. This is normal. This is safe. This is comforting. This is what you know. And you just kind of stick with it. But you don't see a lot of people going, I'm going to go become a Mormon. Unless it's like, you know, like me marry into it or something of that nature. So I don't know. It's, and I'm not trying to bash Mormonism, although I kind of am. But it's, I'm just talking about the facts of what it is, and what the perception is from the outside. I'm totally open. Anybody wants to open my eyes on this and say something different, you can always weigh in on that. 888-554-5537 is that phone number. But it's, there's so many that we see. Daybells, there's a lot that it just...
There are a lot.
It goes weird really quick. I'll say this. It's very rarely ever someone who's in just the proper Mormon church. It's always someone who's broken off. But you get there. There's a path you take to get there. And I feel like that seems to lead people to those places. And yes, other religions do a version of that as well. You have fundamentalists, this and that, that go off the deep end too. But we see a lot of it in terms of killers and weird, horrible ways of thinking and then justified by religion.
Well, and I wonder if it just attracts that certain type of person to these extreme religions where there's control, there's power over another human being, there's these strict guidelines. And then when you fall out of those guidelines, that's when things go haywire.
Yeah, it does seem to be that very common. So thank you for that phone call. If you want to weigh in, 888-554-5537, 888-5-KILLER.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
If you like the podcast, press subscribe wherever you download it. Apple Podcasts, you can get an ad-free version to this and all of our podcasts when you sign up there. You can even try it for 3 days free when you become a premium member of the True Crime Today family. So check that out on Apple Podcasts. For Stacey, I'm Tony. Stay with us.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money. Inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.